Hi, this is Will Roadhouse. I'm the CEO of Compass Group International.
And I'm Dean Studebaker, COO of Compass Group International.
And welcome to our Live Abroad podcast. This podcast is solely dedicated for anyone out there that's looking to live abroad in a foreign country, whether it's part-time or full-time. And today, we want to talk about living on $1,000 a month, because that's been the theme. I mean, that's, you know, our early retirement, living on $1,000 a month has been a primary theme. And people are like shocked by that. They're like, oh my God, it's like,
that's impossible.
Yeah, what does it mean? Are you living in a freaking
box?
You know, a little box.
Under the freeway.
And are you eating, cheap noodles?
you're climbing coconut trees to get your dinner?
You're growing your own vegetables? It's not true at all. So let's talk about living on $1,000 a month, and then we're also going to talk about another country, you know, living on $1,500 or $2,000 a month. Is that if you look at your typical, let's just say, person that's in their maybe 40s, 50s, or 60s, getting close to retirement, for anyone out there, and there are quite a few out there that have their home paid for, so you have no debt. They pay for their car, their home is paid for, and maybe their house is worth anywhere about $300,000, maybe $350,000. And we're in a housing boom right now. The American real estate market is doing well thanks to the Chinese and other foreign buyers. And also, we are having a great economy, which is good. Here are some options. Is that if you look at your typical, I would say, retirement income or pension you're looking at, an average Social Security check is maybe $1,500, $2,000, and if you have a pension, that could be another, what, $1,000 maybe?
It's $1,000 to $2,000.
$2,000.
You get about $25,000 to $3,000.
So you have about $2,500 to $3,000. Let's just make numbers easy and say $3,000. And you have no debt.
Yes.
But you still have, because Medicaid freaking sucks balls, so you still have to pay for health care, which probably costs you $1,000 a month.
Property. Well, you still got property taxes. Even your houses are paid for. Utility costs, insurance on your car.
So,
$350 gas.
If you haven't listened to one of our podcasts, depending on which city or state you live in, poverty, someone who has an income of $2,000, $2,500 a month, in some cities $3,000 a month, you are living in poverty. You're living in poverty, and that's a given. Most of the states in the United States, if you have $2,000, you're living in poverty. And that means that you're basically scraping by. If you're sick, you just better freaking suffer, or it's just horrible. But the option of moving overseas, of living on $1,000 a month, and let's talk about Thailand, because obviously that's our favorite country in Southeast Asia. If you go to a place like Thailand, you can buy a one-bedroom condo, because maybe it's just you and your wife, because all your kids are obviously gone and have their own families and have their own lives. Roughly a one-bedroom condo in Bangkok, Chiang Mai, which is another huge expat haven, some of the different beach cities, is roughly about $100,000 to $120,000. You can still find those all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And you have great amenities, gym.
Those are really nice
Nice. And you have great pools, and you don't have to have any
security.
Security.
That stuff.
And you don't have to have any sort of a car, any kind of personal transportation, because you have to use public transportation, which is cheap. There's restaurants, everything around you. So think about this. Mm-hmm. If you were to sell your home for $300,000, and you and your wife together has a combined income, let's just make numbers easy, $3,000, which is maybe on the low side. And you move to a place like Thailand, you buy a place for $150,000. So you have $150,000 in cash. And in addition to that is, you have $3,000 in retirement income.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.